Welcome to the Young Wealth Show, where you'll truly learn how to make, spend, and invest money for an awesome life. Get the real-life stuff that wasn't part of your school curriculum. Young Wealth gives you innovative new ways of dealing with your finances, as well as the skills and tools you're going to need to survive and be successful out on your own. Let the Young Wealth Show be your GPS to take you from clueless to clued in. Here is your host, Jason Hartman, with Young Wealth.
Hey, welcome to the Young Wealth Show. This is your host, Jason Hartman. This show, of course, is produced by my foundation, the Jason Hartman Foundation, where we talk about business and investing and how you can create a great future for yourself and start out on the right path. We'll be back with a great guest for you in just a moment here on the Young Wealth Show. And be sure to visit our website, youngwealth.com, where we've got a fantastic blog, lots of free resources. Take advantage of that and further your financial education. It's my pleasure to welcome Austin Walsh to the show. He is a social media expert and a 19-year-old entrepreneur with a pretty big and amazing story. He's just on his way to a big tour around Australia to do a bunch of speaking events, and just really an amazing guy who started his first company at the ripe old age of 12. Austin, welcome. How are you?
Jason, I'm doing just absolutely wonderful here. Happy that we got some better weather here in Chicago and really excited to go to Australia and just, you know, inspire some Australians on how to blow up their internet marketing mindsets and how to make a lot of money on the internet. But I'm just wonderful and so excited to be on the show. So thank you so much for having me.
Well, hey, it's my pleasure. And you know what? Your story is just inspiring even if you don't speak, because you've done some pretty amazing things. Tell us a little bit of your background real quickly first, and let's dive into social media and see how people can be more effective with Facebook and all the rest of them.
Yeah, for sure. Well, what happened was is that when I was 12 years old, I realized I want to start making money. And I wanted to be independent, I guess. And so I actually started being a DJ. And I went all around everywhere that I could and, you know, pretty much DJed any party or wedding or any location that would pay me $400 for 5 or 6 hours. And what happened that I found out, Jason, is that DJs like to party a lot. So I actually like to party. And at 14, 15 years old, the best place to party, of course, is in your mom's basement. And so I started throwing these little parties in my mom's basement, and they got very big very quickly. So we had one that had like 250 people at it, and my basement probably fit like 50 people in it. And so the parties got X-nayed pretty quickly. And what happened was is that I was then having my big Sweet 16 party, and I had this huge party at this club, and we actually had about 500 kids there. Well, after my birthday, a month later, is this New Year's Eve party, big holiday, right? And we figure, well, what I'm going to do is I'm going to promote a party on Facebook, which I've never done before, and I'm turning, you know, 16 years old, and I figure we'll promote on Facebook, we'll have a party for New Year's Eve, and we'll charge $20 at the door, which we've never done before for a party, so we didn't really know how it was going to go. And what happened was is that, you know, everything was good. We actually had about 1,800 people confirmed to go, and we had this location booked. And so, you know, at 16 years old, the owner of this club was going to take advantage of me and called me and said, Austin, unfortunately, we're supposed to do a 50-50 door split, but we're only going to be able to pay you like $500. And so I went from making about $10,000 a night to making $500 a night, and that just was not cool. So I went all over the place, and what happened was I actually then negotiated a new location, new venue for the party, sent one single message out on Facebook, and had 1,000 people show up at my party for New Year's Eve, and the other place had absolutely no one. So the location turned around so quickly. So I realized, holy cow, this Facebook thing's pretty powerful. And I started getting in line with some seminar speakers and, you know, hooked up with guys like Mark Victor Hansen and Brian Tracy and Les Brown, and started doing their Facebooks for them. And it just grew and grew and grew and grew. And by the time I was 17, I had 40 clients paying me from $500 to $5,000 a month while going to high school full time. So you can imagine.
Amazing. Did you find it hard to pay attention in school and do all that slow stuff as you were on the fast track?
School was like the most interesting place in the world, because, you know, when you're going to high school, I guess, and even I'm in college too, but you go to high school and, you know, in 1 month you make more than your teachers do in 1 or 2 years.
Right.
And, you always have to make sure that you're extremely humble and you just really don't ever let that get to your head, because if it does, then you're just asking for trouble. So, I mean, I always remained in school, but the actual work and stuff, and I learned very quickly that, you know, school is not for opportunity seekers. School is for some place that people want to go and find a great job later in life. It's not for someone that wants to grow a company. They don't teach you how to do that. And so, I go to school because I like the experience of, you know, more of some of the social stuff and some of the things that happen at school. And to, of course, gained some knowledge, but I definitely, you know, I'm not going there paying 100% attention to what the teachers have to say at times.
Yeah. Well, that makes sense. I think a lot of people are really discovering that school and college especially are really just, they aren't what they used to be. In today's world, it's just different. And certainly I don't want to discourage education for a moment because it is important. But, you know, I think there are some subtle distinctions that people have to understand, you know, about it guaranteeing success. And then you look at the whole student loan scenario that's going on with colleges right now, and the government has just come in and they're running everything and they're putting people in debt forever. And
oh my God,
the debts can't even be discharged by bankruptcy, you know, student loan debt. I mean, it's basically a way to indenture and enslave people. It's amazing. What were you going to say about that? Sorry.
And the thing that amazes me is that, you know, if you look like 10, 20 years later, so let's say a 40-year-old or a 45-year-old that's going through some tough challenges or trying to grow their business more, that they have a hard time investing, you know, $1,000 or $2,000 or $5,000 into their own business and into their own lives. But, you know, 10 years previously or for their kids, they're paying $40,000 a year to learn an education system that really is not going to help them in 3 or 4 years.
I know. It's really a sad thing. I think that whole thing needs to be really thought out by people that are just sticking money in college funds for their kids. They'd be better off buying some rental properties or starting a business, if you ask me.
I mean, it's just amazing that people, you know, they just won't take 5 minutes to invest in their own lives, and they're just, they'll throw away money into something that it's kind of like a blind throw up. Maybe it'll work, maybe it won't.
Definitely. Well, so what year was it, like 3 years ago then, that you were doing T. Harv Eker? I had him on the show. I had Brian Tracy on the show too. And their Facebook pages, was that just 3 years ago?
Yeah, I started, well, let's see, I was about 16 and a half. So yeah, about 3 years ago is when I started doing Brian Tracy and T. Harv Eker and some of the guys' Facebook fan pages. And I, you know, we did Alex Mendosian's, we did Les Brown's, we did Mark Victor Hansen's, who wrote the book Chicken Soup for the Soul. I mean, we really handled, when the seminar speaker started using Facebook, I was actually one of the first guys in it saying, here, listen, I'll do yours. And I did it all. What I would do is that it's a great model really for someone trying to do a service business, is that the first month I said, listen, I'll do it for free because you have no idea who I am. And then after that, you'll pay me a lot of money. You know, we'll provide such great results.
You know, Austin, the reason I asked you when you were doing those Facebook pages is that internet time, 3 years, it's like dog years. That's like 21 years in real time and regular time. And things change. And, you know, Facebook is changing stuff all the time, and they sort of don't really tell people what they're doing. They just kind of make changes, and everybody's there reeling with the consequences. What has changed since you had success with their pages to today, 3 years later or so?
Oh my gosh, so much has changed really. When 3 years ago we used to be able to, you know, drive 10,000 fans in a day. And now it's like, you know, you actually kind of work a little bit harder because they really put up some codes that block you from doing some of the cool stuff we used to be able to do. And we can still drive a ton and ton of traffic, and, you know, you just get more niche. But I mean, just for example, it used to be a like page, or it used to be a fan page, and now it's a like page. And it used to be, you know, there's only certain categories. You can only have like a business, or you could be a writer, you could be a musician. Now there's 140 different types of fan page you can create. It used to be that you couldn't have a customized squeeze page on Facebook to capture leads and capture emails. Well, now it's like if you don't have one of those, you're never going to make any money on Facebook. And so much has changed, and you're so right when it comes to dog years. And I really, it's funny because people say that I live in dog years with how fast that I grow. And it's the same thing. The only reason is because I spend all my time on the internet, and the internet grows so fast. I think it's one of the reasons that I've grown so fast.
So what are people doing nowadays to really, really monetize Facebook? I mean, I think, frankly, a lot of people, they're all into the whole social media revolution. And frankly, a lot of them are just wasting their time, Austin. I mean, I think it is powerful for sure, but I don't know that people are really doing a very good job monetizing it.
No, they're not. And the thing is, you know, the thing that amazed me, Jason, is that anytime you build a house, you have a blueprint, right? You have a blueprint, and no builder would ever build a house without a blueprint. And it's the same thing for people's businesses, is that what they're doing is that they don't have a blueprint, they have no marketing plan, they just jump into stuff and think it's going to happen. And it's the reason why franchises succeed and small businesses fail. You know, 90% of the McDonald's succeed every single time because they have a blueprint, they have a plan. And these marketers and these online business owners and these, you know, small business owners, that they go online, they go to Facebook, they set up their website, and they have no plan whatsoever. They're listening to some website designer that never made any money online other than building some websites. And it just doesn't work. And so the biggest thing is that you have to create a system and a strategy and a plan to monetize what you're going to be doing. And, you know, that's what we created really with our website with isocialacademy.com, is that we show people how do you create the system to create success online.
So what is that system? Give us a little taste of it as to what that plan should look like. What does that blueprint look like?
Yeah, I mean, one of the first things that you really have to, that I always, you know, just narrow down so much, is that you have to make sure you know exactly what kind of customer you're looking for. For instance, anytime I go into business, I want to know, what does your customer eat? What does he, what time does he sleep at? What time are they working at? What time are they not working at? What is every single thing that they're doing, depending on your niche? Are they people that are up at 3 o'clock in the morning, or are they sleeping at 3 o'clock in the morning? Because if you know those things, then you can create a better campaign around it. And so first off, you have to know your marketing budget. What is your marketing budget? How much are you going to spend? Is it nothing? Is it $1,000? Is it $10,000? Secondly, you have to know, you know, after, so you know your budget, then you have to figure out, what does your customer look like? Is it male, female, older, younger? And then thirdly, when you're setting up your entire, I mean, what I'm talking about right now is a Facebook targeted ad campaign. So actually spending money on Facebook to grow leads, is that when you figure out what your customer looks like, you know, how much is it going to cost you to get that customer to your website? And then how often is that website going to convert into a lead? So you really have to know the specifics of what is it going to happen as a person progresses through your funnel, and then what is that whole lead worth? And what I always say, what is the lifetime of a lead worth? So I know that when someone goes through our funnel, we get an email, we know that email is worth $2-3 a month for us. And so you have to figure out, what exactly is that email worth? And the biggest thing, Jason, is split test, split test, split test, split test, split test. I mean, you have to split test every single thing that you do, and that's how you're going to get the best results.
So give us an example of how one would split test. They would buy Facebook advertising, do a campaign, and then they do maybe two separate ads with different messages, different graphics, and see which one got the most click-throughs. I mean, that's
important. Yeah, I mean, that's one way to split test. That's very simple, right? And you can do even more. You can have 10 different ads running with 10 different pictures and really figure out which one is the best one running. And then it goes to demographics. I mean, you know, maybe some ads work better for women and some ads work better for men. And then, you know, you can do the birthdays and market people on their birthdays. And there's so many different little things that you can do to figure out which one is the best to then make sure that your customer is going to click through that. Now what happens after that is, when someone clicks through on your opt-in page, or to register for a webinar or whatever you're trying to get them to, you know, purchase or come to, you know, what is your percentage on that? Are you getting 50% of the leads? Are you getting 40% of the leads? Are you getting 100% of the leads? So you figure out, what are the different colors that we use? What are the different copy that we use? What different videos do we use? Do we not use a video? And split test every single one of those type of functions. So I mean, video, non-video, long copy, short copy, pictures, what color is your copy? All that kind of stuff is so important to test over and over again.
Okay, so you've split testing, obviously important, but you probably have some experience in terms of results as to what works. I mean, are there certain colors that work better than others? Are there certain graphics or videos? Or tell us about that.
For sure. I mean, one of the things that I found that works, you know, really well is that some of these marketers go really all crazy with it and try and make it, you know, all over the place. And I have a quote that says, you know, if you give options, people get confused. So give them no options. So for example, when you go to our squeeze page, which is www.ihit17.com, the thing is that there is no options. You get a free blueprint. You get 17 minutes that is going to help you every single day, and we get your email. That's what it works. It's very, very simple, and it converts at like 72%. And we know that because we've tried other things. We've tried the video. We've tried other stuff. It just, you know, because that takes people time. And, you know, after that, for actually selling products, we figured that the best way to sell products is an awesome video and a great long sales page, usually like 6 pages long. And of course, the thing is that, you know, certain funnels are going to do different things. I mean, some people want to drive people to webinars. Some people want to get people to promote different stuff. What I've found is that works the best is that if you keep your stuff very simple and give them no options, you have a lot more success. And that brings up the next point, is that so many people have websites. They have the home, about us, contact us, and products page. And it's like, well, they have 4 products on there, right? And what they're really asking is pretty much this. Jason, you know, listen, there's this new movie coming out Thursday, and there's actually 3 of them, and they're all awesome, and they all come out at midnight. Which one do you want to go to, A, B, or C?
Yeah, a confused mind always says no, right?
Oh my gosh, like, no, I'll see you later. But on the flip side, Jason, listen, man, great movie coming out Thursday night, Fast and Furious, Vin Diesel, me and you, we're going, I got the tickets already, all day long. And so if you give people no options, they'll take action a lot more.
Makes sense. Tell us more.
I mean, the thing is that you have to just make sure that you really, really, really figure out what is your, and I keep going back to this, but who exactly is your customer? Because I talk to people all the time, and that what they say is, my customer is anybody is a small business. I'm like, well, that makes no sense. You're really not having anybody. I mean, personally, what I'm looking for in my business is that We look for people that are 40 years and plus of age, that are having struggling times on the internet, and are trying to grow more and use their business and build it to a new level. So we know that our customer usually is waking up at 9 o'clock in the morning or 8 o'clock in the morning. They're checking their email right away. They're having lunch at noon, and we know exactly what times to market to them on Facebook. And then there's different stuff. I mean, if you're having driven people to webinars and stuff like that, you have to know that when you're doing the webinars, you do them 5 or 6 or 7 or 8 times to figure out what your best conversion is. And it relies for different businesses. I mean, so many businesses think that Facebook is a waste of time. For instance, I know a lot of real estate people tell me all the time that Facebook is a waste. You know, they're like, that's not worth my time. And I say, my question to you is, what is one deal worth? Because I know in the real estate, I know some deals are worth up to 40, 50 grand, up to $1 million. I mean, I got a buddy that flips luxury homes. He makes $2 million a deal, right? You know, and he wasn't using Facebook before. Now he's actually using Facebook Target Ads because I said, listen, you have to do it. And he's doing it now, and he's making an extra $1 million a month because he just has new leads coming to him every single day. And so whatever you think you're doing and whatever you think, you know, whatever, if you think it's not going to work, you just need to be open to trying new opportunities and trying new stuff to do, and you'll have a lot more success as long as you go back to having that correct system.
Yeah, very important. So knowing your customer, targeting a narrow niche, which is just good advice too, not confusing them, keeping it simple, and then say you've got all these fans on your Facebook page. Well, maybe just before I ask that next question, actually, Austin, how do people get more fans? It's just simply Facebook advertising, or are there some other strategies?
Oh my gosh, there's so many different.
I bet there are. That's why I asked.
Yeah. I mean, one of the things that we teach is a thing called video tagging. And what video tagging is that you shoot a quick 45-second video, and you provide a really great compliment. So you say, "Listen, I love the message that you're giving out. I love what you're doing. Thank you so much." Then you provide some really good solid content about whatever your message is. And then, of course, at the end, you have a link that scrolls through your video so you can use like a movie player or iMovie, or I don't know what the Windows one is. I think it's Windows Movie Maker, to just let the link go by on the end of the screen at the bottom there at the end of the movie saying, come to my fan page, here's the link. And then what happens is you tag 50 people in that video. And the powerful thing is that it then goes out to 50 different Facebook walls, which then goes out to 50 different Facebook news feeds, and the traffic that comes from that is absolutely unbelievable, especially if you have a really good, tight, clean message. I mean, you can really get this working. My buddy one time was like, that'll never work. I said, dude, go do it. You know, do something funny. He had like 2,800 comments the next day. He was laughing at me. One of the other things that you can definitely do is, let's see, what's a killer one that you guys will just totally love? Event page marketing is really big. So, and we'll talk about JVs next, but event page marketing is really, really killer. And what happens is you can actually invite people to an event. So let's say you invite 200 or 300 people to an event. One of the things that you want to do pretty frequently is then change the name of the event. And so let's say your event is, you know, fan page launch or launching my new fan page. You invite a ton of people to it, and then you can actually change the name of the event, let's say to the link of your fan page, and another really quick search.
Because it sends out an email notification to everybody, right?
An email blast notification. And, you know, one of the other things is that, sorry, my HD, ADHD, which is kicking in, which is high definition attention deficit disorder.
But, okay.
You know, one of the things that you definitely want to do while you're doing that is then make sure that you have all the copy and even a picture. And then actually the thought that I was going with is that you want to set up a domain name that forwards to your fan page. So don't have it as facebook.com/ whatever your fan page is. Go spend $9 on GoDaddy and you know, do I like and then the name of your fanpage.com, which works really, really well. Like for us, we have iLikeiSocial.com, and that's our fan page. We don't have facebook.com/social because it's not really professional, right? I mean, if you have something on your business card or if you have something on your website, make sure that you spend $9 and it's okay. You're going to be all right. I promise afterwards. It's not going to break the bank, and you'll have a lot higher conversions because of that.
Okay, yeah, that's great advice. So I wanted to step into the next thing. So video tagging, changing the group name or the event name, and then obviously just buying Facebook ads. Anything else you wanted to tell us on Facebook ads? Split testing, of course. But how about like how to decide, are we doing cost per impression or cost per click? I think you're going to say cost per click. How to bid on them right, not overspend, and so forth.
Yeah, there's actually a really great tool that I use. It's called socialadspro.com. And it pretty much gives you an unfair advantage because you're actually allowed to like split test 40 different ads at one time. And it actually creates all the copy and creates all the everything for the ads, which you can then just plug in and kind of watch it play and see what happens. And it's a great tool, and it's like $20 a month, and it works really, really well. And so definitely use a tool and like a back-end CRM to manage all your ads, especially if you're running tons and tons of ads, because you'll just get higher results, of course, if you're using some back-end technology to help you out a little bit. These computers are the best of the computer stuff for sure.
Right. Okay, so Social Ads Pro software, that's the
yes,
one?
Okay. Yes, socialadspro.com.
Excellent.
And, one of the other things is that, you know, JV, just come back to traffic, is JV partnership. I mean, one definitely joint venture. Find people that you can do fan page swaps with. So pretty much you'll promote their fan page, they'll promote yours. Same exact thing. And you can actually, there's code, and we won't get too in-depth with this because we'll get people confused a little bit. We actually have codes online. And maybe, Jason, I can send this code over to you and you can put it on your website somewhere. There's a code that will actually allow you to select all of your friends and pretty much do a highlight all and invite them all to one fan page.
Well, you know what? I had one of those codes once, and it was disabled. Facebook must have figured it out and turned it off. So are you saying this is like they're constantly disabling them and you got to make a new code?
Yeah, we have a program that builds a new one pretty much every month.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah. So I was actually one of the first people to build one of those codes, and I built it myself. And wow, that was probably the worst 4 days of my life. But when it first came out, it was all over the internet. It really helped out with our credibility quite a bit.
Because what Facebook does, and listeners, just so you understand this, what Facebook does is it doesn't allow you to select all. I mean, wouldn't that just be easy if you have sort of easy to accumulate friends on Facebook? So if you have the maximum 5,000 friends and you can just invite them to an event, you know, invite them to go and like it, your fan page or whatever you're up to, you want to send them a note, you can highlight all. I mean, wouldn't that be great if you can? Now, Facebook, in the interest of cutting down spam and not letting people do marketing, they make you click each person individually, which is very time consuming. So,
and it really hurts your fingers after you're done if you got 5,000 friends.
It sure does. But, you know, Facebook is probably in cahoots with like some chiropractors or hand specialists, carpal tunnel people to make money from that.
But that's what this code does. They have their affiliate program set up as well.
Absolutely. Did you want to say anything more about that code, though?
Yeah, no, I'll get it over to you and make sure you can get it out to all your users. I mean, it's a really, really long code, so it's nothing short. That's just like simple, and we'll give you instructions and boom, 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 how to do it.
Okay, yeah, thanks. That's great. Appreciate that.
Yeah, and so one of the things is that, you know, find JV partners and find people that'll swap with you or find people to market their fan page to your link. One of the things that we do every pretty frequently is that we send out an email saying these are our top 5 favorite fan pages this month. And so, you know, those pages get tons and tons of traffic. And what, of course, we look for is that we look for people that are providing really great content and really create what I call active communities. And the thing is that if you can create a really killer active community, that's what a lot of our system teaches at iSocial Academy, is that if you can create a killer active community, you can make a lot more cash flow. And the reason, you know, why is Facebook worth $100 billion, which was just estimated a few weeks ago, it's because Mark Zuckerberg has created the largest active community in the world. So, you know, copy that model. Clearly it works a little well, and it creates an awesome active community of what you're doing with your business. And that way you'll increase, you know, your repeat buyers, you'll have a lot more new customers coming in, and you'll get people excited. And when people are excited, they just have a lot more fun and take a lot more action.
So next step, let's get over to conversion, and we'll wrap up with conversion. And you've alluded to it already, but what can people do? A lot of people are into this kind of like accumulation mode of, let me go accumulate 5,000 friends, go accumulate 10,000 fans or likes, accumulate a bunch of followers on Twitter, LinkedIn, same thing. But what do you do with it? I mean, what is the real way to monetize properly?
You know, the thing that I see so set up is that sometimes people have the first step down. They have the Facebook marketing stuff set down, and they have the 10,000 followers and 10,000 Twitter fans, or, you know, whatever, the LinkedIn, you got connections. And I'm such a Facebook guy. I think Twitter's good. I think Twitter's awesome if your name's Ashton Kutcher. But my name's not Ashton Kutcher, so I don't know. I mean, one of the things that you have to do is then you have to set up the next steps of the funnel. I mean, so many people have all these followers, and they have all these fans, and they have all this stuff, but their website sucks. And if your website's no good, then how are you going to make money off your website? And then, you know, after that, maybe you have some people coming from your website, but then your customer service engine isn't set up. And so then you're losing stuff there. So you have to make sure that you have the, you know, what I always teach is that you send people from your Facebook, and you take them to your blog. Then after you blog, you take them to your website. And the reason you have that is because when they're on your Facebook, they like learning more about you. And we can mention that really quickly, is that you want to brand yourself and not brand a company, because if you brand a company, there's a logo image there. And the thing about logo images is that when people see one of those, they automatically think in their head that they're going to get sold, and people hate buying stuff, and people like connecting with people. So use your own personal image, because you are your own company if you're a small business. And so after you send them to the blog, you want to send them to a web page that really is awesome and Rockstar is going to convert. And what I mean is that you don't have any options on there. You don't have the home or about us. You have a straight great video with some sales copy and a button to order your product. And then if you want to have the corporate looking site, which I call, which is the home, the about us type page, that's great to give it to your members after they purchase your programs, because then you make your community, and once again, active community, like a private membership type deal. And that's the biggest thing, is that you just have to make sure that you have steps 1 through 4. Because if you just have step 1, which is the Facebook, I mean, you can only go so far with making the actual money on Facebook if you don't have the next parts in place, right? And it's just, and once again, Facebook is not, it's not like a marketplace or a PayPal or anything like that. They don't actually pay you. It's a place to generate traffic. It's a place to get new customers and new leads. But the thing is that they're not actually signing up the customers there. You have to take them somewhere else.
Well, what else would you like people to know just in general about what it is you do, your products, or anything more about marketing?
Yeah, I mean, first off, you know, when it comes to marketing, let's knock this one out first, that there's a lot of people in the space and in the internet marketing space and really in all the spaces, and the reason they fail or that they make a lot of money but then they die out really quickly is because they don't care. So, I mean, one of the things that I've made a huge tradition is that I go through the customer service emails. I read all the, you know, the support stuff. I go through every single day to make sure that our customers are getting the highest quality possible. Because if you don't care, you're not going to have success. So if you really want to make a lot of money and really, you know, be in this space for a long time, make sure that you really, really, really care about your customers and your clients, and you're constantly giving back to them and constantly making more ways for them to make money. Because that's what it's all about. Is that if your customers succeed, you'll succeed a lot more. And then when it comes to some of our products, is that we have actually some really killer products. One of our products is, if you just go to isocialacademy.com, we have a free gift set up for you. Jason actually bought everyone the free gift, so that's pretty cool. And that, the next one we have, that is, it's a $47 product that will actually show you and build your Facebook fan page for you. And it'll actually create your entire opt-in page and your entire landing page, so you can actually start generating leads and getting emails and getting phone numbers and names right off of Facebook. And that's a huge step, and I realized why I created this entire software was so that people can, you know, actually do this without paying $800 for it, because some people charge up the, you know, just crazy for that type of product. And so we created the entire thing and made it $47, totally affordable, so that people can create that after that. And then back to the marketing, is that just keep going and keep doing stuff and keep pushing what you're trying to do. And don't give up. I mean, sometimes you get very, very frustrated and you're buying programs and you're trying to do stuff and it just seems like the dots aren't connecting. I always say, don't cry to quit, cry to keep going. And so if you're one of those small business owners, one of those people that are going through it and it's just not working, just keep pushing, keep trudging ahead, and eventually I promise you will make it.
It'll all happen, yeah. Well, nothing like good old-fashioned customer service, which was the one thing you mentioned. Just keep your community informed, keep giving them ideas, keep coming out with new stuff. That's all great advice. And then also, be persistent. Like anything in life, it's not any difference online as it is offline and in real life and the rest of the world. So same principles apply. Austin Walsh, thank you so much for joining us today. What were you going to say there?
You know, I was just going to say that, you know, one of the people that I actually learned a lot from was a guy named Frank Kern, and one of the things that he said, you mentioned customer service and products, and you know, people always ask me, how do you sell more products online? I said, well, you sell more products online. You create more products and sell more stuff. Mm-hmm. Some people are like, you know, I had this one product and it's awesome, and you know, we're selling some of it, but I want to sell more stuff. Well, I said, create more products. Is the one thing that you have to make sure, and this is why you can really create a lot of repeat buyers, is that if you have a killer product and people are loving it, create another killer product, and every single person that loves your last product will buy that one too.
Yeah, that's absolutely right. And that sounds exactly like Frank. It's like something he would say. So good stuff. Austin Walsh, thank you so much for joining us. Give out the website one more time.
It's www.isocialacademy.com. isocialacademy.com. And Jason, through you, we have a free gift set up for every single person that comes to it. So that's awesome.
Awesome. And we'll get that code posted as well. And thank you for that other free gift. We appreciate it. And it was great having you on the show, Austin. Take care.
Thanks so much, Jason. I appreciate everything. And you know, God bless everybody and have a great day.
Copyright the Hartman Media Company. For publication rights and interviews, please email media@jasonhartman.com. This show offers very general information concerning real estate for investment purposes. Opinions of guests are their own. Jason Hartman is acting as president of Platinum Properties Investor Network exclusively. Nothing contained herein should be considered personalized, personal, financial, investment, legal, or tax advice.
Every investor's strategy and goals are unique. You should consult with a licensed real estate broker or agent or other licensed investment, tax, and/or legal advisor before relying on any information contained herein. Information is not guaranteed. Please call 714-820-4200 and visit www.jasonhartman.com for additional disclaimers, disclosures, and questions.